that I would not. I feel good. I knew that I would not. So good, so good. I got you. Oh, I feel
good. All right. I feel like sugar and spice, and that's where they always bring me in. And today, the sugar and spice. Well, perhaps that's an oxymoron. It's John Mahoney, social media 305, intergalactic communicator. What's happening, John Mahoney?
Well, as always, I'm just glad to be here.
Well, John, and we're glad to have you, too. It's great to see that you've become occupied by some foreign force, but it'll be great anyway. So, Johnny, tell me a little bit about the cap you're wearing.
Well, we are 100% these days, 100% Zab Cab. And thank you very much for bringing that up. The likes of the Ubers and the Lyfts have been, you know, for the past 2 years, very, very fun. But at the end of the day, taxi drivers need to earn. And taxis in a city that I live in, we live in what's called a hailing world. You hail a cab. So guess what? Instead of just walking out to the street, why not just while you're in your apartment or at the pool, just press a little tap-tap on your cell phone, just like you would with Uber, and have a yellow cab pick you up and take you where you need to go.
Well, sounds to me like you've got a cab that is disrupting the disruption.
That's actually, James, can I get a high five?
Yeah.
Because that...
I just turned the phrase for you, huh?
Yeah,
you can have
that.
You can tweet that out.
We're going to take that,
just
man.
Say, at Jim Freed, thank you. But you can have that.
Yeah.
You can have that.
I like that.
There's actually proof there on the media now.
Disrupting the disruption.
There you go.
Can I get a high five?
All right. Stop pandering to your woman there, and let's continue. Now, Johnny, you're here to give people social media tips.
Okay.
What's a tip? Give me a tip.
First and foremost, which actually, thanks to Paula...
No, Johnny, you are just over here, buddy.
Yeah, but hear me out. You know, one thing I realized...
Lean into the shot, at least. Let them see who we're talking about.
I don't know. You got your camera set up over here, but it doesn't actually do
She has to lean into the shot, Johnny.
Yeah, so we're not MSNBC yet, but we're getting there. Okay.
But Johnny, so what's your tip for social media? Create content that gets eyeballs?
No. I'm actually, it's amazing because I was giving a speech.
Because you're the content that's creating the eyeballs here.
I know, but I'm going to tell you something. It's the reverse.
Get it out, Johnny. Get it out, bud.
The reverse. Instead of putting content... And let me reuse that word one more time. Instead of putting content out.
Yes.
Let's bring contacts in.
Oh, look at you. And that isn't even written down. You just kind of came up with that.
Yeah. Well, the thing about it is...
Well, high five to you. Well, how do I use social media to build my contacts and make me money?
Let me tell you something. What is listen, you love doing radio, and you've been on radio for God knows how many years.
A long time.
But
I'm
at the end of the day,
man.
At the end of the day, James.
Old guy.
James.
Yes,
what
John.
What is your bread and butter?
Kicking butt on the real estate business, which is why we had Richard on before, because I do real estate with Richard.
So in the real estate business... And I think
you're really rocking it here, Johnny. You're going an inch at a time, but you're really getting gold on me.
To be honest with you, it's the Zab Cab hat. It just
grabs your whole soul and repurposes
you. I'm like Iron Man.
There he is. There he even got AC going back
Zab
in there.
Cab hat.
All right, but Iron Man. So give me one real thing here.
Listen, the freak of fluff here. All right. At the end of the day, your business, my business, our business,
everybody's business
is. Really kind of based on what's called a qualified lead.
Thank you. The only thing a salesperson wants in life is a qualified lead.
Yeah.
And I got to tell you, it took me 20 minutes, but you got to the pearl of wisdom because you're right on. So how do
I generate qualified leads? I like being on video.
Johnny, you got to come on more often, man. You're absolutely cool. Robert's going to love doing this one.
So let's go back to the qualified lead. Everybody, every business needs a qualified lead. I don't care if you're selling cars, you're selling houses, if whatever you're selling, you can sell.
Whoa!
Sorry.
Did you dump that fast enough? Yeah, you got right, it. Okay, right. Okay.
Thanks, AC.
Okay.
Thanks, AC.
Okay.
Sorry.
It's the first bleep, Johnny. You're the first bleeped guest I've ever had.
All right.
So bleep you.
All right.
You're a bleeper, man.
At the end of the day.
Can you believe this bleeping stuff?
At the end of the day, let's go back to the simplest part of this whole thing. We are out to sell avocados. Selling avocados, we need what's called qualified leads.
Well, we need some guacamole.
We need guacamole. Okay, exactly.
We're making guacamole, so we need to buy some avocados.
We just had a little guacamole.
My real question is, how did I get all these nuts on my show?
Well, listen, let's go back to the original question. So at the end of the day,
are we going
to
go anywhere with this?
We're going to get to the point right now. All of our drivers, thank God you're sitting
in traffic. I should have queued up Rambling Man for this guy's out call.
You should always queue up the best songs for my segments.
I got one. That's okay? A great song I got queued up for you. But I may have to go to Rambling Man now. AC's going through it right now.
AC, do you have music ready for us?
Yeah, but it ain't going to be what I got. It's going to be Rambling Man because you're absolutely off the hook.
Listen,
bro.
I was
you're
actually
off the
thinking,
hook, John.
Oh, my God. I was thinking about a clown, man.
No, like I was going to play Joe Jackson for you. Look sharp, but you're not living up to that, bro. You got to get Rambling Man, you know?
All right. I'm going to tell everybody right now.
What's the key, Johnny?
Everyone is always telling everyone to put stuff out. Forget about putting it out. Bring it in.
Well, how do you bring it in, John?
You search the locations. You figure out who do you want to do business with? Where are they? What are they talking about? And then guess what? Instead of you putting out photos of this amazing pool or photos of this amazing piece of property or photos of this amazing dinner that you're serving, how about this? How about you find the people that you want to serve the dinner to? And Monday through Friday or Thursday through Sunday, you know what? Instead of pumping stuff out, you bring stuff in. And that is networking digitally.
You want to know something? That's right there. It's exactly what Ivan says. The guy from BNI, Ivan Meisner, says all of that. He says it's not about, and Bruce Turkell, it's all about them. It's not about me. And so what you're saying is if I use my platform to help somebody build their platform, if they're righteous, I just made myself
a new
contact, a new lead.
Look at what you have right here. Look. Look, 880 Wall Street Business Network, the biz, studios. You got AC. You got this girl sitting right here from browercounty.org.
She's not a girl. She's your lovely other half.
Well, anyway, she's not with me because, you know, Broward.
Nobody wants to be with you.
You know what her favorite word is? Is protocol. I'm sorry, that doesn't match protocol.
Okay, so, I'm sorry, but we only got one minute, John. John, I got to get you back on track.
One minute.
Well, you got a whole other segment if you're going to stick around.
I will hope so.
But sniffing all the Twitter juice has gotten you out of your mind.
All right, yeah.
All right, so, John, now, if somebody wants to get a Twitter tip, does this mean that they have to stay till the next segment?
Absolutely.
All right, well, AC, you heard it.
Yeah.
We're going to be back after
AC,
this.
There we go.